two plans and let the NFL coin toss make the call. Enjoy responsibly. Bud Light Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
The Michigan Tech Campus Bookstore and the Memorial Union on the Michigan Tech Campus and University Images, located in the John McGinnis Student Ice Arena, your official headquarters for all your favorite Michigan Tech apparel and souvenirs. Plus, you can ship your packages right from either store for out-of-town family and friends. Stop at the Michigan Tech Campus Bookstore and University Images, where the public is always welcome, or shop online at bookstore.mtu.edu for all your Michigan Tech Huskies apparel and souvenirs.
Are you frustrated with the rising cost of insurance? Hi, I'm Bob Franti of the Turvo Agency in Hancock. Whether you are single, married, have a house full of kids, are retired and aging gracefully, whatever your situation, we can help you put together an insurance package that both fits your budget and provides the insurance protection you need and deserve. As an independent agency that represents many insurance companies, the Turvo Agency offers more choices, more options, more security, more peace of mind. Give me, Bob Franti, or agents Jeff Mickish or Teresa Stahoviak a call and put the Turvo Agency to work for you.
All right, let's get to your questions here for Coach Mel Pearson on the Mel Pearson Show. And let's start with this question, Coach. It says, at the beginning of the season, you indicated that the forwards were the biggest question mark on this year's team. What areas of their play have you been most pleased with, and what areas do you feel need the most improvement?
Well, you know, I think the overall depth, I think, is there. That's the thing I've been most pleased at. I think we're, you know, creating some good scoring opportunities. Our power play is 31% right now, which is, you know, a good indication that we do have some talent and some forwards up there. So I think they're doing a good job there. We just got to, you know, have to find the chemistry and who can play with who. And I think that's the biggest thing right now that we're working through is who works well with each other. So when we have your four centers like we did out on Friday night, it's very tough because we got a lot of new centers and we're still trying to find out who gels with who. And you need games to figure that out, and we don't have a lot of games or didn't have a lot of time, so that's a work in progress. But I like our power play overall. I like some of the improvements our forwards are made, like Joel Esperance, for example. You know, he didn't have a goal before Christmas last year. Tyler Hainan and Malcolm Gould are off to good starts. You know, Alex Patan had a pretty good start till he missed Saturday's game. So, we've taken a step forward. Even though last year we scored, we're about a half goal behind where we were last year. Now, that last year is over 38 games. You get a bigger sample size. This year we're only six games and we're scoring three goals a game roughly. Last year we had 3.5, right. So we're half a goal there difference. But I think over time and getting healthy, we'll be fine there.
Speaking of Alex Patan, what are opponents doing to minimize the impact of Alex Patan?
Well, obviously, he's a player on our team you're going to spend special attention to, especially when we don't get last change. So Alex has played five games to this point, and obviously three of them were on the road. So, they pay special attention to Alex, and they're going to do whatever they can to keep him off the score sheet. If they look at our lineup, you know, he's the only 100-point player we have. So, and that's why you need the depth, because you don't want him to be able to eliminate Alex. And for my part, I have to do a good job coaching and try to figure out what they're going to do and then keep Alex away from people. But he's just getting a little closer looks from different teams. I noticed Ferris, we played Ferris four times, and they're one of the top defensive teams in the country. So, you know, they'll, and so is Northern. So we're six games now. You've played against some pretty good defensive teams and goaltenders. And what's going to happen is they're going to match their defensemen too. Maybe not so much a forwards, but their best defensemen are usually going to play against Alex. So we have to understand that. We have to give him players that he can be successful with. And he still, even Friday night, he still got three really good chances, rang one off the crossbar. So, but we miss him. You know, he's such a dynamic player and such a skilled player. But he's going to have a big year. I mean, even if I have to double shift him or try to keep him away from somebody, I got to make sure I pay attention to that.
Given the academic ranking of Michigan Tech, and in particular relative to other WCHA member schools, what do you see as the unique opportunities and challenges you face with respect to recruiting today's student athlete?
Well, there's a lot of them. And number one's our location. You know, I'll be honest with you. It's, you know, with trying to get kids in here, and it's a long way for anybody. You know, whether when you're down State Michigan, the school's there, you got so many kids who, one of the biggest things is you can come for unofficial visits. So For example, if one of the minor midget teams are playing, and you know they can go, the whole team can go over to Michigan or Ferris or whatever because it's a two-hour drive or whatnot, and see their game, where we can try to invite them up, but it's a little bit harder because, you know, it's a nine-hour drive, and you might have a game the next day and you can't do it. So I think one of the biggest things that I see is that unofficial. We just can't, because if we can get kids here, it would be fantastic. They would love it. They'd love the rink. They'd love the atmosphere. Fans are unbelievable. They'd love the area. And most people and most kids have told us that, recruits. But it's a little bit more difficult that way. And recruiting is so early now that when I say unofficial visits, the only time you can bring a student athlete on a recruit on a visit, official visit, is when he starts grade 12. And most kids are now committed. A lot of them are committed before then. So it's hard to get these young people on these unofficial visits. But we're trying more and more of that. But we do have a lot of good things going for us. And it's not so much about what we don't have, but it's what we have when we're trying to push all those things, you know, whether it's our coaching staff, whether it's our academics, whether it's the community. It's such a hockey community. And, you know, as mentioned, a school out east, they're a great school, but they're not really into hockey, where, you know, here it's hockey's in, it's so intertwined in the community and the university that, you know, we sell that. And the recruits, they see that when they come to a game. So we've got a lot of good things, but there are some hurdles, and everybody has them. And we just have to find the right people that want to be here.
Next question, Coach. Aside from this upcoming class, can you discuss how recruiting is going for long term?
Yeah, that's a great question. And obviously, the signing date is fast approaching. It's the second Wednesday in November, so it's not this coming Wednesday. It's the following Wednesday when you can sign your letter of intent. And what we'll do is the following Monday there, we'll make sure we get on the air and give you a complete rundown of the players that we are looking to bring in, and possibly next year, but any new additional signings. But it's going good. You know, we had a number of kids up this year already, about five already, whether they've seen us play or they haven't seen us play just for practice. So I like where we're at. We're in heavy with a couple schools also recruiting the same players. So, you know, and that's why it's so important to even your record, to get off to a good start too. It's a lot more than just winning and losing the game. I mean, it's the recruits, and they look at it, and, you know, they want to go to school where you have a chance to win too. So, and play with good players. So, but we're doing well in that area, and Coach Shuchuk and Coach Sean have been on the road and, you know, beating the bushes and trying to find the right fit for Michigan Tech.
Coach, while Jamie is an excellent goalie, it seems as though we leave his back door wide open. Why is this? Are we more aggressively attacking the puck or something?
No, not necessarily. I mean, some of it can be bad reads, you know, and part of that is, I said earlier, playing on the right side of the puck. A few instances this year is that we've been anxious to get up in the offensive play when there might be a 50-50 battle for the puck, or we don't even have it yet, and we're vacating, you know, whether that back door, that area, and all of a sudden, you know, they got a guy wide open, and that happened a couple times, you know, some blown coverages because we're so anxious. Couple this weekend, we were the way our system is, you know, we like to what we call overload swarm layer, and we left the front of the net again before we had possession of the puck, and leave a guy wide open and between our forwards. So we addressed that, and I think we'll do a better job. That's an area that we're going to practice on quite a bit, is our D-zone coverage. And we do it every week, but it's still, we've got to get better. We've got to buy into that. We've got to understand that overall team defense is so important. You know, I mentioned earlier our goals for this year are down just a little bit. Our goals against is almost a full goal per game worse at this point, with the same returning goalie, pretty much all your defensemen intact. We're missing obviously a couple of our key centers, but we've got to do a better job there. I mean, that it's all, to me, it's goals against, because you're going to struggle some nights to score goals, and you can't rely on scoring 5-4 goals a game, especially on the road. You have to make sure you're playing good, solid defense, and to me, that's the biggest part of our game, where we have to buy in, and I can't say we're all there yet.
Next question. This listener will be heading to East Lansing for the series against Michigan State. When will we know the start time of Saturday's game?
Yeah, that's a good question. We really won't know until, I guess, the football game. It's all surrounding the football game. Michigan State, Ohio State play that Saturday. So once they the TV, obviously they're waiting for TV. Obviously, if it's a 1 o'clock game or noon start or four or a night game, then we'll get the notice on that. So I'm just as anxious as the listener to find out too. But